Welcome to the prolific teaching ministry of Pastor Emmanuel Iren, lead pastor of Celebration Church International. It is his vision to partner with you for your progress and joy in the faith. Ready, set, grow.
Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. You are the reason for the season. Indeed, we join the angels to say glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill towards men, good news towards men. This is good news. This is good news. This is good news. That you came to the earth is good news. That you took our place is good news. That you humbled yourself unto death, good news. That you were raised back to life on the third day, good news. We believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that you are the Christ. Thank you for the sacrifice. Thank you for the price that you paid. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. In Matthew 16, from verse 13 to 17, something very interesting happened. Jesus was in the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples a very important question, and I believe that this question was a prophetic question, because more than ever before, this question needs to be asked. He said, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" You know, this is the defining question in a season like this, as we celebrate Christmas. This is the defining question. You know, I told you weeks ago, everybody loves Christmas until you define it. So, in those days, everybody loved Jesus and celebrated Jesus. And I hope you see the parallels. You see, Jesus is honored in every religion, virtually every religion. They have something good to say about him. And so, it is understandable that many people, or more people than not, have no problem celebrating Christmas, even if they don't celebrate Christ. And what they enjoy about the season is the superficiality of it. As long as you make it about gifts, about holiday, I mean, who doesn't like holidays? Have you ever worked so hard that you have to sit down and look at the calendar and look at all the public holidays left in the year? Please, be honest. Wave at me if you have done that. Like, I beg, when is the next public holiday? Now, guess what? Even if the next holiday is something you don't really rock with ideologically, you just say, we must celebrate it. It's important. What's the name of this one? We pain. We must celebrate it. And believe it or not, for many people, that's what they're doing with Christmas. For one, I need a break from work. And Christmas gives me a break from work. So I like Christmas. And then, don't worry, you can't relate to this, but in many parts of the world, it's cold. Just chill. I mean, and then, even if you were the government, you're going to, there is an economic agenda, because spending habits changes and it affects the economy profitably. People buy, people sell, that's good. So even if you don't really rock with the idea fundamentally, I support it. Let's do it. So Jesus is asking, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? I'm glad you all celebrate me. You have nice things to say about me. But what exactly? And you see, we are not being extra picky. And we are not just emphasizing theological semantics for the sake of it. Understand this. Jesus cares what people say about him. What are you celebrating?
And so if it was today, people will respond and say, some are celebrating Santa. Really? Really? And some are celebrating the idea that a cute baby was born. That's it? Me? Baby? And thank God for Peter. And I hope that there are many people like Peter who have the revelation of the Christ. Flesh and blood did not reveal this, but my Father in heaven. You have a deeper revelation of what this is about and who the reason for the season is and who Jesus really truly is. I asked a question, you didn't answer me. Any such person in this place? You know, there's one book of the Bible, very prophetic book, because it was as if the writer of the book, and it's argued who the real writer is. Some people say it's Paul. Someone said it has to be someone that Paul taught. I don't really care. And I think I've explained in 100 DOD why that doesn't really matter. I'm talking about the book of Hebrews. It's as if the book of Hebrews peeped into 2025 and knew that there will be some debates that we'll be having. And so he set out to set the record straight. I love the book, but I think, come on, you could have come up with a better name. Hebrews, really? And if you follow the plot of the book, you will suggest a name like Jesus is greater. Literally, that's what he's doing the whole book. Because in chapter 1, he's showing that Jesus is greater than the angels. In chapter 2, Jesus is greater than Moses. In chapter 3, so he's telling you chapter by chapter, Jesus has a better sacrifice, a higher name. He's higher than the angels. He's higher than Moses. He's a greater high priest. Come on, are you getting what I'm saying? And you need to understand how fitting this is to the different theologies that we have about Christ today. And all the answers are in that book. Because to the Muslims, he's just a prophet. But the book of Hebrews says he's greater than the prophets. Are you getting what I'm saying? To the Jehovah's Witnesses, he's just an angel. The book tells you he's greater than the angels. Talking to Muslims, and they say, show me one unambiguous equivocal statement where Jesus said, I am God, worship me. I have so many responses to that, but one simple one is to ask them, well, from your worldview, who is Jesus? Jesus is a prophet. Show me one unambiguous, unequivocal statement where Jesus, or Isa as you call him in the Quran, said, I am not God. I am just a prophet. Don't worship me. One, in fact, stick to this. He's a prophet, right? Where did he say, I am a prophet? So understand this. That their revelation of Isa being a prophet is inferred from context. You need to understand how this principle applies in judging the theology of the scriptures. Come on, are you getting what I'm saying? So it is inferred that Isa is a prophet because he's called a messenger of Allah, and because he performed miracles and a few other things. So even if he did not categorically say, I am a prophet, because of all these things lined up side by side, you could tell. Are you getting what I'm saying? So now, by that same principle, when you're looking at Jesus, even if he never categorically said, I am God, in those exact words, look at Jesus. Look at the story. Quran, look at the story. In the Quran, Allah created the world by words, and Isa is called the Word of God. You see, so many interesting miracles, and not like I absolutely believe them from a Christian standpoint, but I'm just using their text. In the Quran, Allah is creator. And then Jesus picks up clay, makes a bird, blows into it, and it becomes a living bird and flies away. You know what that tells me? It means at least in Islam, he's a co-creator. He's a co-creator. It means even if there is just one thing in creation that was not created by Allah, that's problematic. Come on, are you getting what I'm saying? And just look at the inference throughout the Bible. What manner of man is this? That at his birth, even the stars were telling his story. Led wise men to his manger. You see, and when they went to Herod, they said, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? A king is born." And when they find him, they all fall on their faces for a toddler. Picture that. You know, I've told you they were not three. Quite a number of grown men. And they know this is not just, you don't worship prophets. Just picture a two-year-old sitting somewhere and let's assume 30 grown men are worshiping him. That was at his birth. Are you following me? He forgives sins. He performs miracles, but he performs miracles in a way that should make you wonder, who is this? It is true, Elijah raised the dead, but Elijah raised the dead by crying out to God. But this man is raising the dead by saying, wake up, calling their name and saying, wake up. Who is this? What manner of, when Jews who know who God is and who a prophet is asking, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the waves obey him? Are you getting what I'm saying? What manner of man is this? It made them curious. And why did the Jews kill him? Why? Because he performed miracles? Because, listen, go and study the trial of Jesus. When he stood before the religious leaders and they questioned him, you know what he said? He said, "I say to you most assuredly that the time will come where you see the Son of Man returning with the clouds of heaven." And they said, "I mean, with what you have said, you need no further trial. We have all the evidence we need. This is blasphemy." They tore their clothes and sentenced him to die. The reason for this is because they knew the scriptures. And Jesus was claiming unequivocally to be the Son of Man in Daniel chapter 7. And in Daniel chapter 7, the Bible tells us that the Ancient of Days sat on a throne, and beside him, there was another throne. And one like the Son of Man came boldly and walked and sat beside him. And to him was given, come on, are you listening to me? Authority over all the kingdoms of the world, that all in creation should worship him. He said, "I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him." Look at the next verse, verse 14. "Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should do what? Serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away. I mean, who are we talking about here? And his kingdom, the one which shall not be destroyed. So when Jesus stands before the high priest and said, you will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven, they knew exactly what he was saying. Listen to me. You don't have to be so dull. Jesus called himself God. That's why they were angry. That's why they sentenced him to death for blasphemy. And what was the blasphemy? He claimed to be God. Right there. So it becomes mischievous to say, one, unambiguous, unequivocal, it was enough during his trial for him to be sentenced. Are you being blessed? So again, Jesus is asking on a night like this, who the men say that I, the Son of Man, am? You know, there's an old song that you would appreciate more in this context. It says, you are more than what people say, Jehovah. You are more than what people say. Some say, you are. Some say, but you are. You are bigger than what people say, Jehovah. You are bigger than what people say, Jehovah. Some say you are, but you are bigger than what people say. Some call you, yeah, you are. Do you believe it? Bigger than what people say. Bigger than what people say. Bigger than what people say, Jehovah. Oh, some say, oh. Some say, but you are. Some say. Some say. Can I give you a few seconds? Just worship him. Worship him like you're in love with him.
Some say, yeah,
Thank you, Lord. Take your Bibles in your hands.
Thank you, Lord.
Hebrews chapter 1. From verse 1.
God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spoke in time past to our fathers by the prophets, hath in this last day spoken to us in his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom he made the worlds, whom being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. Aye, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of majesty. You have to understand that this alone is problematic, because you see, in Psalm chapter 86 verses 8 and 9, it is fully clearly declared that nobody can represent God in this way. There is none like God. So if you are saying that someone is the express image of his person, that's already problematic, but we can move on. Verse 4. Can you read loud as you can? 1, 2, go. Having become so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name. Now, he's making a comparison. He said, for to which of the angels did he ever say, you are my son, today have I begotten you? And again, I will be to him a father, and he will be to me his son. But when he again brings his firstborn into the world, he says, loud as you can, everybody, let all the angels of God worship him. He's not an angel, he's greater. He's the one that the angels worship. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, seen of angels, worshipped and glorified in the world. And that's what we are doing tonight. Hallelujah. Just one more time before I drop the mic and get out of your face. I love that. Do it. Hey. Bigger than what people say. Come on. Bigger than what people say. Do it from your heart. Bigger than what people say. 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 Jehovah. Yeah, some say, but we say, yeah, some say.
Some say. you. Unto us a child is born. A son was given. His name is Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government, there shall be no end. The government is upon his shoulder. We know who you are. You are greater than the prophets, greater than the greatest. We worship you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Before you sit, tell three people, Jesus is the reason for the season.
Listening. We are sure that you have been blessed. For inquiries, reach us on our helpline 0809 996 7000. Blessings.